Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is still Ann Hirsch.
I sure am.
And really, this day is just getting better. We have Caroline Sarakoff with us, who is the Associate Director of the Gold Coast Art Center, formerly known as the Great Neck Art Center, and telling us about the festival that's coming up. But the one thing I just want to bring to everybody's attention is, you know, they're not, the Gold Coast Art Center is not just taking a movie because somebody wants to distribute it and sending it out. Regina and Caroline and whatever the group is, vets the movies, interviews the people, talks, sees the picture. They've all been seen. So when she's talking here about it, it's not like I read a nutshell and said this is a good movie. So the effort has 100% gone in to make these things very successful. And I've heard about it over the years, obviously. I mean, it's not that this is the first time. So it does. I mean, people listening to the show, people in the North Shore area, it behooves you to go to a play, go to one of these movies. And there's also, which Caroline's going to explain, you can buy a ticket for one, you can buy a package or something.
Yeah, so tickets for the festival, they're $14, $12 for seniors.
Okay.
Like I said, veterans go free, and all they have to do is email us if you're a veteran and request your free tickets, and that's email address is Caroline, my name.
I'll go to you, okay.
Yep, Caroline at goldcoastarts.org. So it's just GoldCoastArts.org. And so if you're a veteran, you just email me with the ticket request, and we'll let you know if we have tickets available. But the... you can also buy packages of tickets. So, for example, we have a six-pack. So you buy five movie tickets, and you pay for five, and
okay,
you get six
okay.
tickets. And you could use them six for one movie. You could use one for six movies. We have a lot of people who do that. We try to offer lots of different packages. We do have some free events. Like I said, the best years of our lives, we're screening on November 11th. We also have a free screening of short films at the Roslyn Library during the week. So we do try to sprinkle in some free things there as well. So for people who, you know, want to access the festival, might have more limited budget. But, you know, all the tickets are $12,
which is really normal, and if not less than normal.
And you're getting a great movie, and very often you're getting a speaker after the film.
Does the price change depending on whether I've bought it in advance, or can I even get a ticket at the door?
Well, so the price doesn't change if you buy it in advance or if you buy it in the door, but we always have a very healthy number of the films sell out. So we always recommend for people to buy tickets in advance, because you don't want, like I said, like Modern Ruins already sold out. Last night, our screening of The 33 was completely booked. We had a waiting list of 75 people. Not every film sells out,
right,
although we are getting there.
Last year, I was going to something, and
you know,
it was sold out.
And yeah,
I can't remember what it was. I said, that would be something I'd want to see. Of course, I knew I wanted to see it weeks before, but that's not the point. The day of, I said, let me... And
you know what it is? People, not everyone's in the habit of buying their movie tickets in advance, mm-hmm, because normally you don't have to, unless it's Star Wars, or, you
right,
know,
right, right,
which
right,
people are buying tickets for now. But, you know, people are not in that mentality of buying their movie tickets a week, even a week in advance.
Right, I agree, 100%.
The problem is that when you have these one-time only screenings, sometimes you're going to miss out. So we always tell people, buy it early in advance, so you have your tickets, no problem. And
that's another thing to make sure people realize. These movies that'll be shown from the 5th through the 11th?
9th through the 15th.
I'm sorry, 9th through the 15th. They're not going to be repeated over and over. You
nope.
can't just keep going to seeing them. So when you see a movie you want to see, you go at that time and that day.
Yep.
Or you're not seeing it. It's
you're
not
getting
like,
an exclusive experience.
Right. That's important to realize. You're not going to see it.
But
get in.
Are
we have a question.
Some of them, let's say, with the better-known actors.
Right. They may be picked up. That's true. Some of them may end up in the movie theaters, and that always happens. There's a few that end up in the movie theaters months down the road.
Oh, yeah, but not during this.
But not
you're
during
doing it
festival.
Once. Everyone yep. that the Art Center is showing is once.
Exactly.
So if you want to see a particular film, you have to see it at that time, at that theater
yes.
then. And actually, I want to throw in here 311, because I know Caroline's been giving out the email address, but if you're driving in a car,
yeah.
you're not writing it down. Call 311.
They'll
they have
you.
All the information. They'll walk you through whatever you need to walk through.
Yep. They'll tell you where how to find us. They'll tell online or how to call the Art Center as well. And it's, or like I said, pick up one of our books. We have all the information in there.
Right.
I mean, there's a film during the festival called Partner with the Enemy, which is a documentary. It's about an Israeli woman and a Palestinian woman who are young, and they work together to form a business because they live in an area of the world where they need each other for their, both of their businesses to be successful. So they said, to heck with everything that's going on. We're going to figure out a way to work together. So someone made a documentary about these two dynamic, wonderful women. But not only that, one of them is going to be at the screening. She's going to be there talking about what it really is like doing this. She's living this situation. She's living there right now. And actually, we were supposed to have the Palestinian as the Israeli woman, where the Palestinian woman's afraid to travel right now. She's been advised not to travel because of the political situation going on. So the Israeli woman's going to be there. And I mean, it's an incredible film. Who knows if that will get distribution on the big screen? It's not the type of film that generally you see at your corner your corner movie theater. But we're having it, and we're having, like I said, the director and one of the women who's featured in the film are going to be there. It's going to be a really special, special event.
Tremendous. You know, like I've gone to some of the Furman series in Great Neck when they have somebody talking afterwards. Yeah. And it really is. And you watch a movie, and there's one piece of it you get. And then you're listening, whether it's to somebody who was the actor or somebody who's the director or somebody who was just on the crew telling the story of how, and it's like, wow, it's another whole dimension that wasn't even thought about.
There's a movie, if you happen to be a it appeals to anyone, but particularly could appeal to someone who's an attorney.
Okay.
It's called Dishonesty, and we're actually presenting it in partnership with the Nassau County Academy of Law. And so attorneys can get CLE credit for it. But it's called Dishonesty, and it's a very amusing, funny film, informative film about why people lie. Not why lawyers lie, not why clients lie, why people lie, why kids lie, why adults lie, why teachers lie, why lawyers lie. Like, what's going, and this behavioral economist from Duke University, he did all these studies about analyzing the subject, and then they made, he and the director made a film, this woman director, Yael Melamed, who's going to be here, made a film about it. And so she's going to be here talking about the film, but we've also put together a panel of the top ethics experts in Nassau County, the current and former presidents of the ethics sections of the Nassau County Bar are going to be there on the panel as well. And so it'll be a really interesting and humorous.
Right.
I mean, I've seen the film. It's really interesting, and I've showed it to my kids. You know, like it's a really interesting movie, and you get the director, like I said, the director there, and people who are dealing with ethical issues every day, adding another dimension to the film. So that's like a don't miss in my book.
Right, I see what you're saying.
I can almost say that almost everyone is a don't miss movie.
And don't tell us the ones you wouldn't miss.
But it does. It really matters what you. We have something for everyone.
Right.
If you like something like that, we've got that. If you want a French comedy, we've got that. We've got an Italian comedy. And we have someone from the Italian consulate coming to speak after it. We've got a Peruvian thriller. So in Spanish, I mean, it's really... And then we've got, you know, Christopher Walken's comedy with, you know, about, you know, he's a retired pop singer, you know, aging musician.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a real variety of films. And we really recommend everyone come out.
I'm sorry.
A hot topic today is food. You got any films about food, like The Chef's Wife?
Yes, we have a few movies about films. Chef's Wife is a French comedy. It's about a woman who's married to a 4-star Michelin-starred chef, and just kind of what it's like. She's trying to find a new role in life, and you know how she deals with living in the shadow of her Michelin star chef husband. And so that's a really great film. And I have to tell you, every time we show French comedies, sell out.
Really? Real quick.
Okay. Last year, the winner, the best narrative of our festival was a French comedy. People love watching French films in this community. You wouldn't know it. It's not because they're French.
Right.
It's because the French know how to make really delightful comedies.
Okay.
So that's one. And then the Italian comedy that we're showing is called Mafia and Red Tomatoes.
And Red Tomatoes.
Yes.
Okay.
It takes place in Italy, and it's about a farm cooperative who get this land that was confiscated by the government from a mafioso. And so they give this land to this farm cooperative, and they know nothing about growing vegetables, but they, you know, have all these stumbles and all that, and they figure out how to, you know, make this a working farm, and then all of a sudden the mafioso is released from jail.
Wow.
And he comes back and he's not so happy that not only does not own the land anymore, but what did they do to his land?
Okay.
So it's a very entertaining film, and that's the one where we have someone from the Italian consulate coming to speak after it. sense.
Are any of those films with subtitles?
Yes, those two are with subtitles. And we do, if you look in our program guide or online, it'll tell you when a film is and what country it's from. We also have, there's always a good, a small percentage of them, maybe about a third of them that are foreign films with subtitles.
I don't find subtitles bad. It's just a good movie. For some reason, you get into it, you can just read along. I don't really have a problem with it.
Right.
You know,
it just depends. Some people don't like that, so then they're going to go see the Oliver Platt comedy and Rene Russo. So they're going to go see that one, or they're going to go see the film about Marlon Brando. And that's why when I say our tagline is everyone's invited, and we really stand by that.
Right. And there's something for everyone. We're out of time. This is amazing. We're out of time. But there is. This is the fifth anniversary. It's a wonderful, wonderful festival. And each year it only gets better. The Art Center is tremendous. Anne, you want to say something?
Yeah. If I got the series and I couldn't attend one of the shows, am I stuck or can I do something with the ticket?
Well, the best thing is to give it to one of your friends.
Okay.
Give it to one of your friends. Someone will enjoy it. They're inexpensive enough tickets that and just so everybody knows, because people always ask us, where does the money go that you get from the film festival? It goes towards the arts and education programs of the Gold Coast Arts Center.
Which are tremendous.
Yes, which are really tremendous.
And
that's another show.
Right, exactly.
But,
I agree.
But so any money that comes to the festival is going to help arts bring arts programs to underserved communities throughout the town of North Hempstead and beyond.
Terrific. Good luck, Caroline. I'm sure it's going to be a success. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.